Okay, the recorder is on and we are on lecture 10 and the title is My Goal is Big Getting Bigger. My goal is big getting bigger. And I think Sibyl is all fired up already because she just spread her wings to show us what it's all about. Would you like to start? Yeah. Your wings are out, I could see. Why don't you give the first part of it and we just click in. My goal is big, getting bigger.
We always have a goal in mind.
Okay.
And what is that goal? Where are we moving to?
Yep.
Where are we going? Well, the moment we have a goal, the next thing is to see the end of the goal.
You mean to see it done?
See it done.
Okay.
We see the end of the goal. We see it done.
Yep.
And as it is done, all we are now doing is to experience the goal.
Yep. How do you do that, experiencing your huge goal you have? Can you give an example? Like, how do you do experience it in the now? Do you do that by imagining it in your mind, or how do you do it to make it real for you?
Well, my coming here,
yeah,
being here right now,
yeah,
is my kids. They wanted me to have a memorial for Sam.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
I said, well, I am leaving. First, have a memorial for me.
A memorial?
For me, life.
Oh, a life, a life celebration.
Life,
oh, okay.
Celebration for me.
Okay.
I'm going to be 70 this year, so let's celebrate it.
Lovely.
Rather than celebrate the past.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate the now.
Beautiful.
They said, how do I want it? I said, how do I want it? You have to be there. So, you either come home and do it with me and bring her too.
Yep.
Or here.
You get me here.
You get me here. So that you don't have to travel, all of you, and then get her as well.
Yeah.
So, isn't it a goal?
Yes,
then
it is.
Then I saw it done.
Yeah.
And it was done.
Yeah.
Because when the time came, I saw myself here. I did pay my fare. They handled it. They are handling everything.
Lovely.
Isn't it going bigger and bigger?
Yes.
Happening as I have conceptualized it.
Yeah.
So when you set a goal for yourself and see it done, you don't have to think about how, where, when. But know that it is done, accomplished, complete, perfect.
Yeah.
And here am I, celebrating my goal.
That's true. And the birthday cake was probably bigger than you could ever have imagined. Because we had a huge birthday cake. But that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And then... And what I always also hear, what you just said, you know, you set the goal. You know, I love to celebrate my life, you know, right now, okay? And then everybody around you actually works for that goal. Mm-hmm. Because everybody wants to make it happen.
Yes.
And that's amazing.
Yeah. And some of the people that came, I just told them, you know, I'm celebrating and you have to be there.
Yeah.
I said, yes, why not?
Yes.
The lady that came in first, I just phoned her. She didn't answer the phone. I left a message on her phone.
Yeah.
I said, IJ, I'm celebrating my 70th birthday.
Yes.
And I know you will be there in Nottingham. See you there. I love you.
Oh, and she was here for sure.
She was here.
Yeah, gorgeous.
I even forgot. So when she came, I said, you made it. And she said, yes. I phoned you, but you didn't pick your phone to tell you I was coming.
Yes.
But you didn't pick it. I got your message.
Oh,
that's why I was here. Which is good.
And you just said something actually very important in between. You forgot. You forgot that you actually told her that you see her here.
Yeah.
That's important. You know, like when you set the goal,
yeah.
you set the goal,
yeah.
but somehow you let it actually go in between. So you let it happen. If you would stick on it, I'm never going to have this birthday party and I'm never going to be there. Constantly go like that. You almost shut it off. But if you say, yes, I'm going to have a birthday party and yes, my kids will be with me and yes, it's going to be lots of fun and I sure have a cake. And then it's like, it's happening. And it leaves room to grow. To get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's exactly right. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, without limits. Limitless. Limitlessness. But that's true. Limitless. Yeah. Because actually sometimes, you know, when that's why I think the title said, I have a big goal, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There is an intention at the beginning, like maybe with a job, you know, that's a job I can imagine myself in. That's fun. So, when you get that job and you start the job and then suddenly, actually there's even more in the job than you imagined before and you get offered something different and your mind goes, but I haven't actually planned that. But then you might go, flow with it. It's growing. And suddenly you're in a different situation, which is even more beautiful, which is totally, I'm going into you too, huh? Which is totally me, which suits me even better. I find it quite magical. But I have a friend. I can tell you a story of a friend. He always dreamed of living in New Zealand. He's a young man, and you know him actually, Gregor. And he really dreamed of living in New Zealand. So at that time, he was still in Switzerland, doing his job, doing his thing, and a happy life. But in his mind, there was is this thought of, I really would like to live in New Zealand. So next thing he does, he buys himself a calendar which shows all different beautiful pictures of New Zealand. And one of the photos on the calendar shows a cottage. A beautiful, beautiful cottage, and it's called Dalglish Cottage. So about maybe a year later or so, he finally gets all his courage together, gets himself a ticket and goes to New Zealand. His trip takes a bit longer to get where he wants to be because he's constantly, the thought gets in between, it should be like that, instead of, wow, I'm in New Zealand, let's just flow with it. And let's have that dream get so big, bigger than I could have ever imagined it. But the dream is still there, you see, even when he's not totally aware of it. The dream, what he really would like to experience in New Zealand is there. So one day, when he's got his job up north and he does all his thing, but he decides, I'm going to go for a holiday. I'm going to go for a week and just cruise around the island and just look around and actually look at this beautiful New Zealand I always wanted to see. Because he got really serious about his job and everything, which is gorgeous. But he brought in a lot of seriousness and forgot about that it's meant that he's actually there to have fun. And you know, fun also means to have fun at work, to enjoy your job. So he took a week off because he knew he had to relax a bit and let it go. So he went for a cruise around the South Island and at one stage got lost a bit on a back road and ended up in front of a house. And it was quite a nice house and a farmer came up to him, approached him and said, what are you doing here? What are you looking around for? And he said, well, I am considering, I could imagine myself, and he just talked what he felt, and he said, I could imagine myself to live in this part of New Zealand. And he said, I would have a house to rent out. If you really are sincere about it and want to move down here, I'll show you that house. If you want to rent it, you can rent it. And he said, why not? I've got time. I'm on holiday. So he followed the farmer, followed his truck, drove up to the house, And they drove to the house from the back side. So he looked at the house from the back side and looked at the inside. It was most charming, most charming. And then they drove around the house and he looked at it from the front and he said, "This house looks familiar." And the farmer said, "Oh, I wonder why. It's quite famous actually because it's a real original New Zealand house that they quite often use it for postcards or calendars." And then Gregor went, "Gosh, it's the house on my calendar. I had it hanging in my house for over a year and always looked at it and thought, that's how I would enjoy living." So he rented the house. He rented exactly the house he saw on the calendar and I thought would be wonderful to live in. Because it had to happen. Because he had to visualized it without being totally aware of it all this time. So he moved in. And he lived in that house for a long time and was very, very happy there. Because his dream was there to be fulfilled. But he needed to be ready to accept it fulfilled, to see it done, as you always say. The moment he relaxed and actually thought, "Oh yeah, that's possible too, I could live here. Yes, that's all possible." That moment he accepted his dream. And then he walked around the house and he looked at it, he actually realized that's the house. And when he moved in and sent out, you send out these cards that you have moved, he could just go into a tourist shop and buy the postcards because the house was on it. So all he did was buy postcards and write in the back, "Turn the card around, that's where I live now." But it's magic, but it's actually, it's natural. Things happen like that. All it takes is to dream big.
Dream.
And say, "It's possible, I can do that. Let's do it." And then things just happen automatically. Even though it looked for a while, it's not happening, but that was because Gregor's attitude was on, "Oh, it's really hard." You know? Mm. The moment he could let that thought go, he was actually again in his dream and going, "What a beautiful country. That's actually where I want to be." And then the house was going probably, "I'm still here, all you need is to rent me." And he rented it. And what a beautiful place that was. I was in there too, it was gorgeous. But that,
Example again is, typical example is, the challenge I got at the airport, Herb is not coming. Even though I've had that news, when I spoke to Herb, I said, "Anyway, we do over the phone." I didn't give up because my dream is this seminar.
Exactly.
And the seminar is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We've spoken to Herb. Even Herb said he's more with us than ever, even more than when he's present here. And it's unbelievable.
This, because the thing is actually, your huge dream is sharing your philosophy in a seminar. That's what it is. Yeah. So I think what happened with Herb turning around and not coming is actually the awareness, that's the dream. Mm. The dream is the philosophy and to share it and have fun sharing it, you know? And to realize that. And the philosophy from your point of view, Christy, is you. To live that philosophy so 100% and completely. So she's actually made her dream bigger. Mm. And I don't mean that now, I mean that now in a positive point by not depending on anybody else, but by living it yourself. Isn't that so?
And so many people have actually shared his philosophy in so many ways. Even when we were speaking to those people, we're talking about philosophy, it's gone so bigger than what we
thought. And that's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. What did you want to say, Sibin?
No.
You were going like that? And I think that's why, you know, sometimes we have a dream, like your dream with the seminar, and you could have been totally discouraged by what happened, but you kept your dream in your heart. And that's why it's still happening. Even though the outer circumstances seem to be wanting to stop it, a dream is unstoppable.
Definitely.
As long as you keep the dream in your heart. Mm. And you're right. Herb is with us anyhow. Mm. And that's the beauty of it.
He is small with us.
Yeah, because he's in
because
here.
Because we are expressing the philosophy.
Exactly.
If Hab were here in person, we wouldn't be giving the talk. He would be talking and we'd be listening.
Yep.
We're only asking questions.
Yep.
Which he too will answer.
Yep.
At the end of the day, he did all the talking. But now we are doing the talking.
And that's a blessing, isn't it?
We are receiving the talk.
Yep.
We are living the talk.
And you know what we're doing now? Because we're taping it now, we are able to give something to her. Because we are giving you a whole seminar and we're having so much fun doing it.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. And that's what we're learning in this semi, what we are knowing, what we already know, and practice in this seminar to have fun being our divine selves. You know,
yes.
And that goes back to attitude. Because that's what we choose to be. We choose to be our divine selves, our master selves, and have a ball while being there.
Yes.
And isn't that magical? Well, I think that's a pretty big dream.
Yeah.
That's actually a huge dream. It's probably one of the biggest to truly be yourself, or as Choma says it so beautiful, to do yourself. You know? You can't do me in any way other than be me. And that's that me is ideal, totally ideal. Hey.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to dream your wildest dream. Don't
yes.
dream, because when you dream your wildest dream, it keeps going bigger and bigger and
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Exactly.
Is that really the only one thing left? Or it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we covered that theme quite beautifully?
Yeah.
Shall we wrap it up like that? Or would you like to say it? Choma, would you like to say something?
Not really.
It's all been said?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'll press the button.